The 76ers are not doing well.
Philly goes down by 7. They set a new team record with 16 straight losses.
At the half, Philadelphia was down 44 points.
The Spurs hold on to win by 6 for their 8th straight win. Philly has lost 17 in a row.
You get the idea. Now, the Sixers weren't all that great last season. They tied an NBA record for consecutive losses last spring, becoming the butt of late-night television.
The last time someone in Philly had that much trouble on a basketball court, he was sent to live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air. Oh, yeah, that's...
Making light of the Sixers' situation is about all you can do to elevate the mood at games. Earlier this week, a little over 12,000 fans spread out among the more than 20,000 seats at the Wells Fargo Center. Despite an early lead, the Sixers went on to lose to the Celtics by nearly 20 points. Later, Coach Brett Brown couldn't even muster the energy to pretend to be proud of his team.
It was the first time for me personally in a while where you're trying to search for answers and I didn't have any. I really didn't.
The team's controversial strategy for success is well documented. They're tanking. That means they've traded away all of their good veteran players in the hopes of drafting high-level young players in the future. If they do badly enough this year, the team will probably end up with one of the top three draft picks next year. They already have 4 recent first-rounders on the team. All have talent, but they're young and raw, and without veterans around them, they don't have much of a chance right now. The plan is to have enough good players mature at the same time that the Sixers will be a dominant team in 3 or 4 years. But here's the problem with that plan.
Your self-concept changes to gradually from being that of a winner to being that of a loser.
That's Ian Robertson. He's chair of psychology at Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland. He's also the author of the book The Winner Effect, The Neuroscience of Success and Failure. We spoke via Skype. Robertson says both winning and losing can have real effects on the body.
It turns out that winning actually generates an increase in testosterone in your body in both men and women. And that in turn increases dopamine levels in what's called the reward network in the brain, which means that the next time you win, the testosterone that you have will have a bigger effect and make you more motivated, more aggressive, and hence more likely to win.
That's when you win. But when you lose...
Losing produces a surge of the stress hormone cortisol. Losing is very painful, and you get actually a dip the dopamine activity.
Now, Robertson says if you're lucky, your body will rally and produce enough testosterone to get you back your competitive edge.
But if you've been in a situation of repeated losing, you're likely to have a much less prolonged or a much lower rise in testosterone in anticipation of the clash. And in fact, you're more likely to have an anticipatory burst of cortisol, the stress hormone, which may actually interfere with your performance.
In other words, by losing again and again, these players may actually be teaching their bodies to sabotage themselves. Remember, some of those players are ones the franchise intends to keep. They're players who came into the league at the very top of their sport. Most have been identifying themselves as winners for a long time. And now, all of a sudden, they're not. It doesn't really take a neuroscientist to draw this conclusion. Here's ESPN commentator Adnan Virk.
You think you can just acquire callow youth, have them browbeaten into submission, pummeled by the pain of nightly thrashing, and then a light switch will come on, and you can say, presto, it's time for us to contend now. Just doff your loser hats and put on that winning smile.
Well, some say that actually might be possible.
You have to have the team view this challenge optimistically versus pessimistically.
That's sports psychologist Dr. Corey Bank. Bank says if the team brass goes to great pains to paint a bright picture of the future, the players could rebound, so to speak.
So if they're a pessimist, we're losing because we're awful. This is going to last for years and years and years and decades, and it's going to affect, you know, my psychological health, my physical health, my relationships with my friends and family, my relationships with my teammates.
But Bank says optimists have a different point of view.
They look at this challenge as external. We're a very young team, and it's external, and it's also temporary. It might, you know, not be a week or a month. It might be a year or 2 years, but this is not going to be happening my entire career.
Whether Sixers fans believe in the tanking strategy or not, they can probably look forward to many more games like the one I saw. But hey, they can always wipe away those tears with a T-shirt shot out of a cannon. For The Pulse, I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.